Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
All right, I'm back with you as promised. Luke Virgil joining us today. Good morning to you, Luke.
Good morning, Dan, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, it's just about here.
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow?
Probably working.
Tireless, fearless workaholic out here, you.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to sit on my butt and eat.
Master of your realm.
Well, today my wife and I will probably get some stuff prepped, and then tomorrow we'll go out to the farm and visit my in-laws and hang out with them. We'll eat and watch some football, most likely, and maybe lay around. But you know, it's Thanksgiving. I try to be fairly traditional with it. We're going to have a turkey. Turkey's not my favorite, but it's the other stuff that I go for, like, you know, stuffing or dressing, whatever you call it, and mashed potatoes. That's what my kids love. So,
well, yeah, I like the sweet potatoes with the turkey. I mix them together. I think
that's a good one. Yeah. I like sweet potatoes. So, well,
that's my thing for as far as Thanksgiving is concerned.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know if how late we'll stay, but you know, if we end up staying until the, you know, late hours, it's okay. The kids are comfortable at grandpa and grandma's that they can lay around and fall asleep on the floor if they need to.
There you go. Yep. All right. Well, there's plenty of stuff going on here over the next couple of weeks.
I always think that maybe we'll slow down a little bit after we get through Christmas in Maine, or Christmas in Wayne, Christmas on Maine, whatever it used to be called, and the Parade of Lights. And by the way, thank you everybody who came out. It was bitter cold. That wind had a terrible bite, but I want to say we had at least 15 floats that came through, all lit up. Santa was in town. There was a huge crowd down at Majestic Theater. It was really crazy to watch folks not be out and about until the absolute last minute, and then they got on the street, and then they came out of the shops, they watched the parade, and then they dispersed just as fast as they showed up. But it's just a great night to see everybody come out into town, even though it was cold. So thank you everybody who participated or helped out and got that going.
Yes. Of course, speaking of Majestic, it's free movies are coming up.
Free movies coming up. So, yeah, Wayne Area Economic Development, we are one of the sponsors of that. So if you need a pass for either your family or your individual, be sure to stop down at our office and grab them. I know they're in other locations throughout the community.
We have some here. If anybody
you have
comes
some here
out
at the radio, okay. So, yeah, I think Elf, The Grinch from 2018, that's the animated one, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and then The Star are the four movies that we'll be playing. So thanks to Jason and Jill Broderson as president of the Majestic Theater Board and getting that all pulled together.
Yep. Each Saturday, 2:00 in the afternoon.
Yep.
Yep. No charge, but you got to get your tickets.
Yes, they would like you to get that ticket from one of the participating sponsors. And, you know, when you're out and about, thank those sponsors if you get a ticket from them. I think it's really important that they hear that your family or your kids or even you as an adult is really enjoying this opportunity, because they, you know, it doesn't just happen without a little bit of cash.
Well, yeah. There's certain things. You have to pay fees to get these movies in order to play these movies. Yeah. So,
and if you're there, be sure to buy popcorn and candy and pop and load everybody up. Like, let's say you got the grandkids in town for the weekend. Be sure to load them up with lots of sugar before they go back to mom and dad's. But if anybody doesn't understand how the theater really does make their money, it's through the concessions. And being able to keep the Majestic Theater here, it's important that every time you go to a movie or go to an event there, grab a bucket of popcorn, grab a pop. I know it seems ridiculous to have to pay $5-6 for popcorn or pop, but that's the revenue stream that helps keep the theater open. So, you know, I always just guarantee that I'm going to have to spend, you know, $30-40 to go to a movie because I like popcorn and I like to have a glass of pop with my stuff.
Well, yeah, it's always something special about movie popcorn.
It's the best way to eat popcorn, in my opinion.
All right. There you go. Let's see. What else we want to talk about?
Well, just we got a lot of stuff here. Yeah. So I want to do a couple of quick thank yous. Thank you to Wayne State College. especially the men's football team. Congratulations on a great season, Coach mm-hmm. Masters. Congratulations on your great first season there as mm-hmm. the head coach. I know that the season did not end the way that you guys wanted it to, with a loss up in Mankato, but it's a huge thing to have a winning record, and it's a great thing for the community to have that winning record too. I want to send out an even bigger congratulations to the Wayne State women's volleyball team. Again, we did not like seeing the end of the season on Saturday night during the regional semifinal, but going through the regular season and 29-2, being ranked in the top five, they were number one for most of the season, or number two for a lot of the season in the AVCA polls, and they were the number one seed in the regional. Tremendous season. Congratulations, mm-hmm. girls. Congratulations, Coach Kniefel and the entire team up there. Want to say thank you also for bringing that activity with the regional to Wayne. And want to credit Mike Powicki, athletic director at Wayne State College, the entire team in Wayne State College Athletics, because that is not something that happens easily. They need a lot of extra people to help take tickets, to run concessions, to just manage the building and help out and be concierge for the teams. Want to say a thank you to Tracy Jeffries over in Norfolk. I know that we don't have the hotel capacity here, so we worked with Tracy and the Norfolk Visitors Bureau to help get those hotels lined up over in Norfolk. So thank you to her. This event doesn't happen without a lot of coordination. And so congrats to Mike and his team for getting everything pulled together. It was tremendous atmosphere in town, tremendous atmosphere at Rice Auditorium throughout those games. It was even better when Wayne State was playing, but you know, they just came up short in that last match that they played. Also want to say thanks to our hospitality and our retail businesses. This is also an event that trickles into the community, and putting out, as we sent some stuff out to the community, we said roll out the gold carpet this weekend, because it's, you know, we wanted to be bold and wear gold for the Wildcats. Great to see all those places open, and I hope that you guys had great weekends too. So
all right, yes, I agree with everything you just said.
I know. I have to be very wordy about everything.
Well, before I forget, we should mention your office is closed Thursday and Friday.
We are. So
and no chamber coffee this week.
No chamber of the coffee this week. Thursday we are closed because of the holiday. Friday we take an in-house paid time off day, just because we want to give everybody that chance to enjoy Black Friday and the full Thanksgiving weekend. But we do want to remind folks, be sure to go out and shop small on Saturday. It's very important that everybody does as much as they can to shop local, and the nationwide Shop Small Saturday campaign. It always happens the Saturday after Black Friday or Thanksgiving. So go out and shop in town on Saturday if you can. It's a double stamp day for the local holiday stamp card promotion. Saturdays are always a double stamp day. So be sure to go out and get your double stamp on Saturday for Shop Small.
Why don't you go ahead and explain how the stamp card promotion works?
Yes.
What it's all about.
So stamp card is a way, we've got 24, 25 businesses on there that are supporting, you know, the shop local initiative. As you make purchases throughout town in $10 increments, you fill up your card. If you get $200 on your card this year, we know stuff is going up, so $200 probably won't be too hard to get to. $200 is the amount, and then your name goes on the card once you hit that $200 mark, and you are entered into a drawing for Chamber Bucks. We do three drawings. We've got two $50 winners on December 2nd and December 9th. And then we've got a couple of $200 winners on December 16th. I think it's 222, or is it 333? It's 332. Sorry. Three on the 2nd for $50 a piece, three on the 9th for $50 a piece, and two on the 16th for $200 a piece.
Okay.
And I think the 2nd, I forget, we will be at Serenity School of Massage for Chamber Coffee, and we'll announce the winners that day.
Next week, next Friday.
That'll be a week from Friday. On the 9th, we should be at the Wayne Herald, and so we'll announce three $50 winners that day at the Herald. And then on the 16th, that'll be the traditional end of the year extravaganza down at State Nebraska Bank and Trust at the main branch on 2nd and Main Streets, and we will announce our two $200 winners that morning.
All right. And what do you do with your tickets once you get them filled out?
If you have them filled out, you can drop them off at the chamber office, 108 West 3rd, or you can drop them off at any of the participating businesses. Okay. And every week, Irene and or I, depending on, since it's just the two of us this year, we will be going out and collecting those stamp cards we always replenish the businesses. You know, we got a ton of available stamp cards to fill out, courtesy of Colleen and Kurt at Copyright. So be sure to let us know if you need more stamp cards. If you're a participating business, if you are a local shopper, drop them off at the office or turn them in at those participating businesses.
All right. Plenty of other stuff coming up, though, too.
Yes. Big one that is coming up is our Ag Outlook Seminar.
Right.
So on December 2nd, this is our annual event where our Ag Task Force comes together. They bring a panel of speakers to talk about different issues and look at the next year, maybe the next 5 years for agriculture. The Ag Task Force works closely with our ag businesses and our ag producers. And so they have a list of sponsors, and this might not be the final list, that we still might have some sponsors trickle in. But as of today, these are the sponsors that we have for this event. We've got Elkhorn Valley Bank and Trust, F&M Bank, Grossenberg Implement, Helena Agri Enterprises, Hurley and Associates, Midwest Land Company, Nebraska Extension, Wayne County, Northeast Nebraska Insurance Agency, State National Insurance Company, State Nebraska Bank and Trust, The Seed Source, UNL Haskell Ag Lab, Wayne County Bank, Wayne State College, Zock Heating and Cooling, Rath Walling and Associates, and Cruz and Associates. Each of those sponsors has a limited number of tickets that they give out to their clients. And those are, if there are extras because they've filled out their clients, they always send them back to the Wayne Area Economic Development Office or the Chamber Office. We have those on hand. I think the FFA and Miss Rasmussen will be involved throughout the day. We have three main speakers that will be on the agenda. The first one is Brent Neese. He's from Summit Carbon Solutions, talking about how they're driving job growth in the Midwest, and they're also talking about what their process is, where they collect and store carbon or CO2 in underground cavities in different locations. Our second group of this is an actual group of presenters. They're representing Hurley and Associates. Hurley and Associates is a new company here in town. They just got going here in the middle of the year, July. They're located in Rusty Parker's old building at 2nd and Pearl. Mm-hmm. It used to be where State Farm was located. Bobby Reifenrath is the main farm consultant with Hurley and Associates. And so it'll be Bobby, one of his associates, Pearson from Brookings, South Dakota, and then Andrew Fink. And I'm not sure where Andrew's based out of, but they're all three marketing consultants for Hurley. And they talk about what they're going to be doing with the company. And it's kind of just a good introduction for the company to the area since they're brand new. And then our third one is going to be John Hay. He's an extension educator with UNL, and he's going to be talking about renewable energy and biofuels. And it's going to be I think there's carbon credits discussion there, so it's kind of a two different sides of the carbon coin, where we've got the Summit stuff early and then the carbon credit stuff on the backside. And I am totally wrong, we've actually got four presenters, excuse me, our final one. And I think this one is very timely. It's Curtis Riganti. He's with the National Drought Mitigation Center at UNL. And since we are in another very, very exceptional drought year here in Northeast Nebraska, I think this guy is going to have some great information to talk about and get us ready for the next season. Our meal is catered by Vels. During lunch, we've got Doug Timmy talking about his international trade trip down in Colombia. And then, like I said, we've got I think the FFA is going to be there to help out too.
Okay. It's a week from Friday.
A week from this Friday. So December 2nd, everything starts, I think, at 9 o'clock over at the, 9 o'clock at the fire hall.
At the fire hall. Okay. Yep. And again, how do you get tickets?
If you want a ticket, talk to your sponsor. If your sponsor is out or if they have already turned them back to the chamber office, come to the chamber office. We'll hook you up.
Okay. All right. Something for the agricultural community.
Yep.
Big day.
It is a big day.
Friday, December 2nd.
Friday, December 2nd. Yep.
All right. That's not it, though.
No, I've got two more big things on my list.
I knew you did.
Housing. We've been talking about housing a lot. So we punted the...
The one we delayed before. Yeah,
the end of October, we were going to do a housing summit, and we've punted that here. We're not doing a full-fledged, like, social gathering like we did at Wayne Country Club last spring or February, whatever that was. This time, we're going to do a very focused discussion within the city council retreat. And because of that, we've got some talking points that we've prepared, and we're going to share that with city council. I've got to finish up my narrative and send that over to Betty today by noon so she can get it in the council packet. But we have four main topics that we're going to discuss. Interest buy downs. We're going to talk about maybe another Western Ridge style project where the city and the CRA are kind of driving the bus on development. We're going to talk about buyback guarantees for individual houses. And then the final idea is sort of a cash infusion for a development corporation, maybe like Wayne Community Housing, where they drive the bus on a lot development project, you know, like another Western Ridge or whatever. But we're going to talk about those different options. We're going to hopefully see the council get a consensus on one of those four options and start moving forward. The crisis in my mind and our board at Wayne Area Economic Development is that we are running out of single family lots for housing development. There was 60 some in February 2020 when I started tracking this, and we're down under 30 now here in late 2022. The pace is about 18 lots disappearing off of the rolls every year. So in a year and a half, the 30 or less that we have remaining will be gone. So we have a year and a half to start getting some more available for home builders to start working on. But these things take time. We know that you can't just pave a street without doing some planning. You usually need the city involved, and that's why we're going to do this within the confines of the city council retreat on November 29th. And this is a open to the public event. The retreats are always they have quorum usually. They're going to have, you know, an agenda, and it'll be open to the public to attend. This specific item, we're going to be very focused with our discussion, though.
Okay. And that's next Tuesday, the 29th, at the Wayne Fire Hall.
Wayne Fire Hall again, 5:30 p.m. is when the official meeting starts, or the retreat starts. And I have to talk to Betty and Wes and find out where our discussion point will end up on the agenda.
Okay. So. You can add anything to all that discussion. Make sure you show up.
Yes. And then the last thing I have is we are coming up on the end of the calendar year. Mm-hmm. And that means it is time to think about some of the awards that Wayne Area Economic Development disperses during our annual banquet. We are looking at, and put it on your calendar. I don't know if I should be making this public, but it's save the date. It's about that time to start thinking about saving the date. April 2nd is going to be a Sunday in April to host that annual banquet out of the Beaumont like we've done the last 4 or 5 years. 4 years, I guess. We are really excited about hosting that event again, more towards springtime. Yeah. We've had a lot of great response with the springier event. But before we get there, we have to think about nominating some very important people from our community. We always do the business of the year. So if you have a business in mind, be sure to send in. We will share this through the Hot Topics actual nomination forms or links to a Google form like we've done in the past. But business of the year is one of those major awards we give away. Most valuable patron, that's typically a nonprofit that is supporting our organization. And so we encourage nominations for that too. But probably the headliners are Citizen of the Year and Educator of the Year. And those are legacy awards that have been around for decades, courtesy of the original Chamber of Commerce. And we want to keep those traditions alive. And we are very proud of celebrating those individuals. If you remember last year, we had a Diane Gentrup with the preschool win for Educator of the Year, and Jill Broderson was Citizen of the Year. So, Rainbow World got most valuable patron, and Discount Furniture, Randy and Sarah Serber, were Business of the Year.
Okay.
So if you think of somebody or a business or an organization, be sure to let us know. We'll put them on the nomination list also.
If you have any questions, come on to the office.
Yep.
Speaking of The Office, any made any progress about finding a replacement for Abby?
I think we'll have a posting next week.
Okay.
I've been telling everybody we've been working through some details on salary and benefits just because things are changing, and I don't want to get into it here. It's not worth everybody's time, but I think we're in a position now that we can make that posting and feel comfortable about what the salary and benefits package will. Yeah. Okay. We know what that will look like. So I would say look for something in the community next week.
Okay. You and Irene are doing okay as of now.
For now, but both of us have already started to see things that we were like, oh, well, we can't just have Abby do that. I think Abby, I talked to Abby this week. I think she's very, very happy with what she's doing now, but, we do miss her. But that's just that's part of the gig. We will move forward. And we're comfortable with how we're going to move forward and look for a posting soon.
Okay. Any time frame, what you're looking at?
Based on how it went the last time around, so 5 years ago when we hired Abby, it usually takes between 6 weeks and 2 months to get through the interview process. Mm-hmm. And then it might take another 30 days for somebody to be able to leave their other position and come into the new position. So best case scenario, it'll be February when we can have somebody start. And Irene and I are comfortable with that. We know that we can handle all the stuff coming down the pike.
You don't have any part-time people helping out right now. Huh?
Actually, we've got Wayne Community Housing brought in a volunteer to help out one day a week. And so I've talked with Mitzi about that. Her volunteer may not always have stuff to do for Wayne Community Housing, but she wants to be there once a week. And so we might ask that individual to help us out a little bit, just to be there for a couple hours. Like yesterday, she was there, helped Irene get a bunch of the stamp card stuff going.
Okay. And
it was tremendous help. But... Molly Young also is a part-time employee at Wayne Community Housing. Sometimes she helps Irene and I out anyway. But Irene and I did this for several months back in 2017. It's just like getting on a bicycle and riding it again.
I knew you could do it. All right. Is that about the end of your list?
It is. Do you have anything for me?
I don't think I have anything other than what we've already talked about and I was going to ask you about.
Excellent.
Any other... programs going on that you're coordinating right now?
I don't think so. I'm already starting to get into membership mode for 2023.
Well, it's that time of year, yeah.
So folks, if we always try to do our best to get out to the businesses. If you don't think we've done a good enough job, please let me know. I want to see how we can engage with you better as a member of the organization. But we are going to be coming back around because our cycle resets on January 1st. So we'll probably send out some invoices like we did last year, where it's just the invoice blast based on last year's pledge and commitment. And then we'll be doing the follow-up calls, and we'll some of the big hitters will automatically get those follow-up calls. I try and go through a different group every year of the bronze level where we go out and visit them face to face. Try and give everybody some time every year. And we know that we can't be in every business all the time. But we do try and make an effort to visit with as many of them as we can throughout that membership cycle. And then throughout the rest of the calendar year. Like I said earlier, or I think maybe last month, we spent a lot of time doing some big projects this year. So we kind of fell off the pace with a lot of one-on-one time with some of the businesses. But I felt that in October and November here, we've gotten back into that routine and it's been a lot of fun. You learn a lot of good things when you talk to the businesses and give them a half hour or an hour of your time.
If you have any questions, call down to the office.
All right.
375-2240.
Every day.
All right.
Except Thursday and Friday this week. We won't be there.
Not this week. Okay. All right. Well, you have a good Thanksgiving.
You too, Dan.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Luke Virgil from Wayne Area Economic Development. Again, a guest on The View from Wayne America today.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America. Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the news.